I'm here with Chloe Smith. Chloe, first off, homecoming queen candidate. How was your night?
It was really good. I think I got to walk out with Brady, but I knew Hallie was gonna win.
For the whole week though, did you have fun though?
Yes, it was a really fun week at school. All the Jessica days were fun too.
When you walked out to get the first one coming out for the homecoming court and the crowd reaction, you had a big reaction from everybody. How was that?
I was nervous at first, but because I was scared we were going to mess up because Brady didn't know what to do, but we ended up doing it right, so it was fun.
Well, talk about tonight's game, because tonight, Laycats finish undefeated in district play, so talk about that. Laycats finish undefeated in district play, talk about that.
We've done good, all of our district plays, and we played really hard this game, and we all did really good, but I know I got to work on finishing the ball more and going through contact, because I'm not doing very good with that right now, but Vanessa did a really good job today.
Two more games left till postseason. You got Warren East on Tuesday night first. Talk about that.
I know we're going to come out with good energy and play hard. And we should just be good. We're going to win.
And also as well, too, you're going to have Russellville coming up this tournament in 10 days. You want to talk about that or anything?
No comment. We're going to win. That's all I know. We're going to play hard and have a good energy, like always. And, yeah, we're...
Congratulations on a fun night for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Chloe Smith, we're here with Vanessa Ray. Vanessa, first of all, talk about tonight's basketball game.
Well, today's basketball game, we did good. We played hard, as we always should.
Let me ask you this. Coming off of Tuesday night's game, how was practices Wednesday and Thursday leading up to tonight's game?
It was rough, but we got in the gym, we played hard, and we came out doing it.
You was able to penetrate the Logan County defense. Pretty much you had your will. Just talk about you was able to get into the passing lanes and those short jumpers you love taking.
Well, that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to go to the rec always and look at the open people on the court.
Talk about Tuesday night, Warren East now. As we get towards the end of the season, talk about that.
It is getting close to the end of the season. We're going to finish strong, though. We're going to try and win it all.
All right, Ness, Vanessa Ray, thanks. Appreciate it. Nasia Nolan, homecoming queen candidate, how was your week?
My week was very stressful, but it was good overall, I guess.
When you was introduced to the homecoming court and that reaction you got, how was that?
I mean, I'm just that girl, so, you know, everybody's going to cheer, so... You know, I'm just her, so nah, I appreciate it. I have all kinds of fans, as you can see. What's so funny, right?
What, was it fun getting just dressed up like that? Was it a lot of fun?
I enjoyed it, but you know, I just had to wipe it right back off, so. With the money, but it was fun.
And also, this week, you got other girls that's on the team too as well that wants to be a homecoming queen candidate, so definitely... They don't have that same amount of fun like you did, right?
Don't envy.
Yeah. I can't wait to see B and Kinsey dress up. That would be so cute.
Talk about tonight's game.
Well, personally, I wasn't prepared. But the team, I think we did pretty good the first half, but then the second half, we kind of came out flat. But, you know, we just got to work on that, especially for next year and moving forward. We just got to work on playing all four quarters.
Well, you got one more week left to go to a postseason. So talk about first Warren East on Tuesday night.
Well, I mean, like every other game, we just there to play and see who wins.
All right, sounds great. Nathan Nolan, congratulations. Coach Ashley Taylor, first off, congratulations on a perfect district season.
Thank you. I'm really proud of our girls being able to come out, execute, you know, each game. Not all of them were easy wins, but we found a way to win them.
Was this reflecting back to Tuesday night, was this a response that you were looking for from the girls tonight, or were you expecting a lot more than this?
No, I think this is, you know, what it was. You know, we knew that they were without Gracie, and so we knew that they would struggle with our pressure, so we brought that early, and we wanted to. But I was happy with how our girls responded from Tuesday. When you go through a loss like that, and it's way out of your character, way out of who you are, you know, it can either make you or break you as a team. And I thought our team responded in the right way to it, so I was happy to see that. That's growth out of a team. They came in, worked hard, got a workout in, started preparing for Logan, and had to turn that page. You know, homecoming's not an easy night to play on. You know, you play, you're a little out of sorts, all the emotions and all the people. And so being able to focus back in 20 minutes after all the activities, it's a different night. And I thought that they handled all the different stages that led up to this game. I thought my girls handled it well.
And they had energy, which I'm like, man, they should play second a little more often, shouldn't they?
Right, yes, yes, yes.
Well, big picture is you'll face Russellville in 10 days.
Yeah, you know, we know that what we have to do. We know who we are. We know what our identity is. We have to be able to go out and execute what our identity is. And that will take care of itself on both ends of the floor.
Now, it seemed like in those games with Russellville, you need a four-quarter shutdown on them pretty much to just put them away. So, you know, they know it's not going to be an easy game in 10 days.
Definitely. I thought it was a tale. When we played them this week, I thought it was a tale, or the week that we played them, I thought it was a tale of two games. I thought here, they really hit shots, hit a lot of shots. And I thought there, they really got out in transition. And so, you know, I'm curious to see if we can put a full defensive package together to be able to stop both. I think you have to be able to keep them out of transition. Amaya's really good in transition. Call Thorne's really long and give you problems in transition. So we have to keep them out of transition and be there on the catch so they're not just shooting wide open ones.
All right, Tuesday night, we start to end the regular season with Warren East.
Yeah, we haven't even started prepping for them yet, if you want me to be honest. We wanted to get this game done. We wanted to seal up. District's a big thing for my girls, you know, wanting to go undefeated in there. That's a big deal for them. So we wanted to seal this one up first. We'll have tomorrow off and then spend Sunday and Monday prepping for Warren East.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Ashley Taylor.